the Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with Vincent Price, Edward Ellis, star of Our Town, Milton Douglas, David Bruckman and his orchestra and chorus, and a couple of Americans, in a sketch by Robert Nathan, whom he has whimsically called Mr. Jones and Mr. Washington.
This is Vincent Price, ladies and gentlemen, in another of the programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. I've been very much interested lately, as I know you must be, in some of the new and exciting music which has come out of the tremendous emotional upsurge of the war. For example, there's the powerful new rhythmic music of the Russian tank song and the sturdy, unfaltering beat of the Chinese March of the Volunteers. Everywhere, the music of freedom and patriotism has come into its own. Here at home, we have thrilled to the rhythm of Buckle Down, Winsocky, and Irving Berlin has contributed the outstanding hit of Broadway, This is the Army, and there are a score of others. Yes, it's the Army Field Day in music. And the surprising thing is how much of it is being written by the soldiers themselves. Just the other day, two boys who had just come in from camp on leave wandered into our studio and sat down at the piano and played a tune for our Mr. Brookman, in which we found we had a particular interest because it was right up our alley. Those two songwriters were Sergeant Richard Ewell and Corporal Tom Adair, and the title of their song, Everybody, Every Payday. For our singer, we have been fortunate in acquiring one of the finest baritones in the country, Mr. Milton Douglas, singing Everybody, Every Payday.
We've got a little proposition, a chance that will but rarely come your way.
It's solid life, the business rock, and better than the gilded truck. You'll agree it seems to be okay.
Here's a little plan, it's mighty handy, to help you be a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Everybody, every payday, buy a bond the USA way. That's the job, it's up to you and me. Put your baker, banker, scholar, take a dime from every dollar. Everyone pitch in for victory. Everybody, every payday, every farmer, every heyday, top the crop with dimes for Uncle Sam. 10%. That's the rent everyone can pay for a home in the USA. Everyone can help to save the nation. Everyone can help to win the war. There's no time for resting. Let's begin investing in the things our country's fighting for.
Everybody, every payday, buy a bond, USA way. That's the job, it's up to you and me.
Put your baker, banker, scholar, take a dime from every dollar. Everyone pitch in for victory.
Everybody, every payday, every farmer, every heyday, stop the crop with dime for Uncle Sam.
I said it was up our alley, but really it's up everybody's alley. It makes me think of something that happened just the other day. You know, my wife Edith has just come back from California with a youngster. I don't mind saying I was glad to see them. So by way of a celebration, we took the weekend off and went out to visit some friends in the country. It was one of those warm afternoons, and I'd been sitting by the window.
Suddenly, I saw the little man across the street. I guess I must have watched him for nearly an hour. Pert little guy, smiling from ear to ear, bouncing along up and down the street, ringing everybody's doorbells and talking to them. I thought he must be selling something, but everybody he sold seemed mighty happy about it. Then he crossed the street and came up the sidewalk to Banker Smith's place, which was right next door. Well, eavesdropping's not exactly according to Emily Post, I guess, but the window was open, and there I was, and I couldn't help overhearing what he said. He came bouncing up the walk and up the steps and reached out and pushed the bell. And the maid came to the door and answered it.
Yes?
Mr. Smith at home?
Just a minute, sir. I'll see. Who'll I say?
Oh, just tell him that George Washington is calling.
Yes, sir. Just a minute, sir.
Yes?
A gentleman to see you, sir.
Yeah? Who is he?
Well, he says his name is, Washington. George Washington.
What?
Well, that's what he said, sir.
Some smart guy thinks he's funny, huh? I'll take care of that. Well?
Good day, Mr. Smith.
Now, what's all this about? Your name, Washington?
No, sir. My name is Jones.
Then what the devil do you mean by telling my maid
that there,
you
were... Hold there, Mr. Smith. George Washington is with me.
Well, I'm a busy man, Mr. Jones. I don't like jokes.
Abe Lincoln's with me, too. And Thomas Jefferson.
Abe... Now, that's enough. There's the door, mister.
You don't understand, Mr. Smith. We want to give you something, George and Abe and me.
Give me something?
Yes. We want to give you a chance to buy into something.
Sir, I thought it was something like that.
We've got a mighty attractive proposition here, Mr. Smith. George and Tom and Abe and myself want to sell you a share in a mine.
Not interested.
Want to sell you a share in a gold mine.
Yeah, I'm a busy man, Mr. Jones. Good day.
This gold mine is really something, Mr. Smith. $13 billion worth of gold, all dug, assayed, and counted, and set away in a cool, dark place.
That's a swindle, if ever I heard of one.
No, sir. The gold is there. That's guaranteed. But say, the gold's not half of it. In fact, that's the smallest part of it, the gold. This company of mine is a big company. There's 1,000 million acres of good forest farmland goes with it.
That's a lot of real estate.
Yes, sir, quite a lot of it. Richest farmlands this side of Russia. Finest timber in the world. Oak, pine, elm, spruce, redwood, sequoia, tulip, cypress. Timber and dams, powerhouses, rivers and lakes. You like landlocked salmon, Mr. Smith?
Timber, farm, salmon. What kind of a gold mine do you call that?
Well, it's only a gold mine in a manner of speaking. You take our factories, for instance. You've got no idea of the factories we've got in this company of ours, Mr. Smith. Guess we've got about 1 million cubic miles of factory space laid down. And, of course, we're only a young company yet. We're only beginning.
Anything else?
Yes, yes, indeed. Take our oil wells. Best oil in the world and the most of it.
Oil? Well, now.
And steel. Big steel, little steel, copper mines, coal mines, blast furnaces. Why, we're even starting to make our own rubber.
About time somebody did.
Yes, sir. And there's another thing I'd like to interest you in, Mr. Smith, and that's the personnel of our company. 130 million men and women work for us, Mr. Smith. Some of the finest people you ever saw. We've got the best mechanics in the world right in our shops. The ablest businessmen in our offices. The finest chemists in our laboratories. And the best inventors in the world sitting at home thinking things over. We can put more brains and more power into anything we want to do than any other company working in the field today. You know about the pioneers, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
sure.
We're pioneers. We had to start the hard way from the ground up. And what we earned the hard way by hard work and hard thinking. And that's the way we're going to keep on doing.
Look here, what kind of a company is this, anyway?
Well, it's a kind of a mutual company, sir. Assets valued at $300 billion. Pays its dividends regular as the seasons. Sound as a nut.
Dividends, huh? How do you pay them?
You can have them in gold, or you can have them in freedom and peace of mind, or both.
Let me see those shares. Why, look here. These aren't shares of stock. These are government bonds.
That's right, Mr. Smith. They're government bonds. Bonds of the United States government. They're a share in the United States of America. In all its wealth. In all its hopes of what's to come. A share in the past and the future of the greatest country in the world. They're a share in Boulder Dam and the Village Creek, in the great motor companies, in the steel, the copper, and the coal. They're a share in the farms of Kansas and the city streets. They're a share in the oil fields of Texas and the forests of Oregon, in the cotton fields of the South and the wheat fields of the West, in timber, alfalfa, and cattle and corn. They're a share in the hearts and homes and hands of 130 million of men and women from the coast of Maine to the blue Pacific. Men and women who talk your language, think your thoughts, dream your dreams. These bonds are a share in the world's last hope for freedom, in children's laughter, in dignity and peace. Take your share of it, Smith, while you can, while it's still there for you to take. Take your share of America.
That was how it happened and how I met Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones. Banker Smith was smiling when Jones got through talking to him, and Smith wasn't a man given much to smiling. He had a reputation for being a shrewd businessman and hard to get along with. But now he was smiling, smiling and digging down into his pocket. Because he also has the reputation for being able to tell a good thing when he sees it. And I began to realize why everybody Jones had called on had been so happy about what he'd been selling them. A share in freedom and peace and dignity in America. Man, what an investment. You know, in the past few months, all of us have been hearing a lot said about our duty to buy bonds, about the necessity of buying them. And all of the things you've heard said are true. But there's more to it than that. I don't think that Americans really have to be told that buying war bonds is a duty. And we all know it's a necessity. What needs more telling is what kind of an investment war savings bonds really are. When they understand that, you won't be able to keep them from buying. Just as you budget your income, rent, food, and clothing, you should budget your savings. And when you meet your war bond quota call, which is at least 10% of your total income in war savings bonds, more if you can, your savings are going into the safest investment in the world today. Your country, the United States government. When that goes, no other investment in the world will be safe. As long as it endures, your investment is safe. And whether or not it endures is up to you. An investment in war savings bonds is as secure as your country, and your country is as secure as you make it. That's the real reason for buying war savings bonds. And a good one, isn't it? Remember, this is your country. Keep it yours.
The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this program. Mr. Vincent Price, Mr. Edward Ellis, Milton Douglas, Robert Nathan for his sketch, Mr. Jones and Mr. Washington, and this station for the use of its facilities. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of David Brookman. Additional writing was by Malcolm Meacham, and the entire production was under the personal direction of William A. Batcher. This is Larry Elliott speaking.